Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't wait to get to Clay Ferrero here from Local 10. It's always good.
Clay got some sense. Ring on Clay.
Again.
Just ring on Clay. Don't come with the giggles. Bring on Clay.
15 minutes of heat, although I got a lot of Zion stuff to talk about. But the Heat did do it again last night. First of all, they blew a big lead like they've done. Then they go to overtime. They win in overtime. They've got 20 wins in 21 home games.
That's crazy.
That number itself is a shocking stat.
That 8-0 in overtime is a stupid number.
8-0 in overtime. I mean, overtime, like, that usually balances out. You don't want to go to overtime after overtime. 8-0 in overtime. They host the Clippers tomorrow. 15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And by Geico, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We will go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferrero from Local 10. You have to check your knowledge at the door for this one.
Come on, Clay.
I want to warn you before I bring you on. Check your brain at the door. This is like when I get together with my in-laws. Everything you think you know, you don't know.
Stop saying that.
They're
going to hear you.
I'm too far in. I'm too deep on this one. You are joining a man here, Clay, who thinks Zion Williamson had a poor debut last night in the NBA.
Well, first off, who's picking on my man Crowder? Because I'm getting territorial over here. I feel like I've always seen Crowder as like this gentle flower that needs protection. So I'm here to fight, man. I'm here to fight. I'm here to fight for Crowder, whatever it takes. So I don't care what. Sometimes when it comes to protecting your loved ones, you will put sense aside.
Absolutely.
And I'm a tulip.
And that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. He is. He's a sensitive flower. He's a sensitive flower today. What did you watch Zion last night?
I did. And, I think it took a little while, obviously, for the, he had to shake off some rust for sure. But I think the one thing that we saw with Zion, even at Duke, was this ability in the moment. And so many guys kind of have that extra sense about them. And somehow, whenever Zion was playing, even at Duke, you just couldn't take your eyes off of him. And I think last night, even when he wasn't scoring, he wasn't doing a lot early, you couldn't take your eyes off of him. And then, boom, second half, he goes on that stretch, and it's like, okay. I feel like it's that it factor, that star quality, and even though it took a little bit, we did see a bit of that last night.
But Clay, the 3-minute stretch, that's it? That's all other than that, turnovers. What, he had 5 points? Like, come on, man. 5 points before.
You realize he only played in 8 minutes in the first half.
I know. And why they took him out? Because he was standing there being fat.
No, they had a minutes limit on him.
Come
they
on.
Had a minutes limit.
Yeah.
Like, they
and
did.
They, need to.
They did. And they should have kept him in at the end, by the way. They took the lead when he was in there. So you can't say that he was fading. He brought them back from a deficit, gave them the lead, and they made a mistake in taking him out. But go ahead. Tell Clay what you want to tell him.
If he could play better in the first three quarters, they wouldn't be that far down.
So
I'm serious, Clay.
Look, okay, look, I am making sure not to pick on the delicate flower here, if we are extrapolating this out and he's going to play poorly through three quarters in every single game, then sure. I think what I looked at last night as is it took a little while to get his feet wet. It's been a long time since he played. And look, I think even some of the practice time, the time off that he had, weren't there reports they were kind of trying to have him relearn how to walk? I mean, there were these weird things that came out as far as what they were trying to train him to do. So I have a feeling that the early part of last night is isn't really indicative of what you're going to see from him moving forward. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to go on this 17 straight point in 3 minute stretch every single game, but obviously the star quality is there, and if he stays healthy, and that's a big if, I think you're going to see more moments like that to come, and I think fewer moments of the first half where he did seem like he was trying to find his footing a little bit.
We disagree with you. We think that the 8 minutes in the first half is indicative of his entire NBA career, and Crowder talked me into it. New Orleans made a mistake in drafting him. Would you agree?
I think John looks better.
I think John looks better. He should. He's played a half of an NBA season.
This guy hung
Zion Williamson has played for 20 minutes.
No, he didn't play for 20 minutes.
I mean, you're not going out on a limb by saying Ja Morant looks better. You're not exactly breaking news there. Go ahead, Clay. Do you agree that Zion is a bust?
No, and this is why I'd be terrible at sports talk radio. I can't do what you guys do. I'm too much in the middle. And that now. If it was food talk radio, then I think I'd be pretty darn good at this thing. But the whole sports talk thing where you have to dig in on a side with a ridiculous take, this whole
– And the ridiculous take you're talking about is Crowder's take. It can't be my take.
So 3 minutes? You have a great take in 3 minutes of basketball.
So when you look at someone's stat line at the end of the game, Clay, you then dig down to see if they did it over the span of 48 minutes, and if they didn't, it was a bad game, correct?
No, I kind of look
of
at the box score and I say, okay, what is the one thing that I can say here that will get me the most Twitter interaction? And, oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. That's what Channing Crowder did.
I'm a delicate tulip, Clay.
He's trying so hard not to pounce on you in this fragile state that you're in.
No, but I did wake up and I saw all the things you were tweeting this morning, or should I say retweeting this morning, Hawk, and it was a pretty clear indication of where you were going today.
Yeah, well, I mean, Crowder entrenched on a side, and this is why it was such a great night for me last night. I entrenched myself in a side that I had no idea if it was going to pan out, because the only way Zion could have put up 20 and 10 last night, and if it was all in the paint, I had no leg to stand on, which really is his game. I understand it. And I went out on this. We had a 40-minute argument on the air last night, 40 minutes without a commercial break. It was as if we ignored the, well, it's not as if, we ignored the clock, we were in the middle of a restaurant, and we argued for 40 minutes, and I kept saying that Zion is a multidimensional player, and he's got a jumper. The only thing that would have made me feel good last night is Zion hitting jumpers, and I felt even better when the dude nailed down 4 out of 4 threes. So, yes, I went on a tweet spree. I went on a texting spree to Crowder. I called his loved ones to make sure that they got him here today. I was afraid that he wasn't going to show up. I had more fun watching that game last night than I've had watching an NBA game in a long time. But Crowder today has talked me out of my excitement. Zion is a bust. New Orleans made a big mistake.
Now you jump there.
Well, I mean, after that whole rant, I think I'm probably talked out of it too now.
All right, right. I mean, you can understand now. I think we all – bust, right. Zion, bust. I want you to put that up on the graphic on Local 10.
It's still up for grabs.
Clay Ferreiro, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10. This is 15 minutes of heat, so let me give you a little heat talk here. They are still number two in the East. They, you know, blew a lead last night, but then they take it to overtime. They win, as they always do. They're 20-1 at home. Are we making the jump from they're a pretty good team, or they're playing above their head team, to they're an elite team in the East?
Well, no. If anything, I'd almost go slightly the other direction after the last couple of games. And I did think it was interesting to report in The Athletic today that before Sacramento ultimately traded Trevor Ariza to Portland, that the Heat were deep in talks with them for Ariza. And, you know, look, Trevor Ariza is not the same player that he was 3, 4, 5 years ago, but he does bring the element that I think we all see that the Heat have been missing. That's perimeter defense. And what he also does is shoot threes fairly well, which means he doesn't ruin your spacing on offense. So, you know, I think what we're seeing with this team is, yeah, look, I mean, it's awesome. You pick the W however you can get it, but look, man, I thought that moment in the third quarter where Eric Spoelstra pulled out all five starters, and he said it today. He said he could very easily recollect the last time that he did that, and it was 3 years ago in Brooklyn. And in his words, the starters were BSing around, and he pulled them out. And so, to me, I thought that was, first, I thought it was a great move. Secondly, I thought it was his way of saying, look, I have tried everything else with you guys to get you to play defense and stop runs like this. This is all I've got left. And so I think you combine that with what you saw today with that report about Ariza, and it starts to make you think, okay, the Heat are clearly in the market for someone. They're looking for somebody who can help that perimeter defense, which has been such an issue over the last few weeks, and especially since that trip to New York. So if anything, I think we're starting to see that they know they need a bit of help if they want to be one of those really good teams in the East, one of those top 2, 3, 4 seeds getting home court advantage and potentially making a run to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And Clay, talking about Trevor, I saw that report. Chris Paul was talked about. You know, a number of people were talking about Andre Drummond at one point. Would that mess up that continuity, that chemistry? Because I think people overlook that a lot with what the Heat are doing with these young players, with that chemistry. Do you think adding a piece like a Trevor Ariza, not an all-star, but a pretty good player, would it mess up any of the chemistry going on right now?
Well, I think it's a really good question, and I think that's where the Ariza part comes in and kind of answers it for you. They're not looking at this point for, you know, someone that's going to cost them one of those young players that we think is going to be a part of this team moving forward, like, you know, a Tyler Hero or a Kendrick Nunn or any other huge asset. Somebody like Trevor Ariza would not have cost that much. So I think what they're doing, Channing, and this is to your point, they're trying to add a piece at the lowest cost they can that they think will help their greatest efficiency without messing up that chemistry, without messing up what they're trying to do moving forward. And it tells you, look, if Pat Riley gets a call from somebody tomorrow and there's a true legitimate star available, then I think absolutely he'll take the call. But at this point, I have a hard time seeing them in on a player. You know, you hear the name Robert Covington a lot. Well, I think a lot of people are going to want Robert Covington, and the Heat would have to give up a bit too much to get him. So, you know, I think ultimately they're going to try to do that the best they can to bolster that defense without messing up that team chemistry that's made this thing work so well to this point.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10. I imagine New Orleans is probably going to try to package Zion, get him out of there because he's a bust. Would you trade Deion Waiters straight up for Zion, or you wouldn't let go of Deion for that garbage?
I don't know, man. For that, they'd have to include Drew Holiday in the deal. I don't know, man. I think they're past the
there's
point
only,
of giving up one bad contract for another.
There's only one person yesterday that had a worse take than Crowder, and it happens to be the guy that we're talking to on the phone. So I'm going to give you a little bit of breathing room here, because as bad as Crowder's Zion Williamson take was and is, by the way,
speak for yourself. 3 minutes of basketball.
Bring in the watering can for
minutes,
my little tulip over. Over here.
3 minutes of basketball.
My tulip
played.
Is wilting. The only person that had a worse take than you was Clay Ferrero, who dubbed jalapeno poppers, what, better than wings? We know that you like boneless chicken wings over regular wings because you want to clear the basket, which I don't even understand what that means. But we were shocked when that take came out. You don't like chicken wings at all, period, with the bone. You think it's you don't think they taste good.
Right, that's the bigger point here. It's not so much that I like clearing the basket, although that is a very nice byproduct of the whole thing, the feeling of accomplishment when you're a part of the Clean Basket Club. But mostly is that I just don't like I don't feel like chewing on chicken bone and chicken fat. Give me the boneless wings, give me the tenders, or in this case, jalapeno poppers are awesome. I don't know where you're coming from.
No. I'm not saying that they're not awesome, but you said they were greater than what?
I said they're greater than chicken wings.
Okay. Jalapeno poppers, as far as I can see, have been removed from most menus. So they can't be greater than chicken wings because I would be hard-pressed to find a place that still sells jalapeno poppers.
I'm not saying that my argument is one that is widely shared. I'm pretty sure that I'm in the minority with all of this, and I'm fine with that. But look, history is filled with people who were willing to take a stand and be brave and say things that maybe in the moment aren't necessarily popular. But I can tell you that I've gotten
He thinks you're talking to him. Just
turn that down and let Clay talk. Y'all let Clay talk.
He thinks you're talking
Y'all
to him.
Let Clay talk.
I'm just saying, I've had people who were not brave enough to speak out on this topic that now are and can now enjoy their chicken tenders, their jalapeno poppers, their deep fried pickles. Hey, Solana even told me that. Look, man, people are speaking out and we're in unity now. I feel like I've accomplished something.
There's no unity. You can't get jalapeno poppers anywhere, and you can't find people that think Zion Williamson's debut wasn't a great debut in the NBA.
Great.
That's right. Great.
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 I think the one thing I will disagree with you on is that my take is actually worse than his.
I was trying to protect my little flower as well, Clay.
We were vibing, bro. But damn jalapeno poppers. I haven't seen one of those on the menu in years.
I was winking at you when I did that play. I was like, hey, take one here for Crowder because he's wilting under the pressure. But no, his take is 1,000 times worse than your take.
Come on.
Clay Ferreira, watch him on Local 10. Thank you for joining us, Clay. Always a pleasure.
Anytime, fellas. Have a good one.
Clay, some guys are not cut out for these streets. And Clay's not cut out for these streets. Like, he doesn't want to see that kind of anger. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
not his wheelhouse. Cuno, Mike Cuno will come in.
He wants that funk.
He wants that funk. He'll start snapping necks.
I would love for my daughter to marry a Clay Ferreiro.
Clay just wants to keep everybody happy.
She brings Cuno to my house. I'm throwing him in the lake.
He's like, okay, I see what you're talking about with Zion. Now it's not exactly where I would go, but I understand. I
leave my botanist alone. That's my Clay.
He is your botanist.
That's my Clay.
We bring him on now as your botanist. He takes care of his flower. All right, there you go. That is your 15 minutes of heat.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.